With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Okay, we're watching Rose, the first Christopher Eccleston episode, the first of the new Doctor Who, spelled N-U for some reason. I don't know why new Doctor Who is spelled N-U. Like, why wouldn't it have an E-W? It confuses me. It's a British show. Surely you would use actual English instead of the weird, I think it was like Dewey, like, you know, the Dewey Decimal guy, who's a creep. But he kind of was into that whole American thing of getting rid of extraneous O-U-G-H's and O-U's and things, like spelling colour without a U. He got so into it that, you know, his name, Dewey, is D-E-W-E-Y, Dewey. And he started spelling it D-U-I, as like Dewey, or as Americans say, Dewey. Because they don't say the D like a J. I don't think British people say the D like a J either. Like, they say Dewey, but they put like a Y after it, like when there's an oo sound. Anyway, I didn't study linguistics. I'm just fascinated by it. But yeah, Dewey, the decimal system guy, changed his name for a little while to DUI, which, you know, nowadays is probably difficult. It's like, yes, I'm named after drunk driving. I'm named after driving under the influence. Oh no, DUI for Dewey. But yes, I don't know why New Who has an NU instead of NEW. Anyway, that's what it is. Unless it's to distinguish it from a new episode of Doctor Who. Oh, have you watched the new Who this week as opposed to the new Who? I'm now getting into New York. All right. I have gone completely off the rails and barely started this episode. where even were we? So the Doctor has disappeared on Rose, who turns up to visit Mickey, who calls her his woman and then smacks her on the bum. And in hindsight, this is a lot. This is a lot to deal with. You're like, was that in the script or is that some sort of problematic improvisation? Anyway, let's move on from this very difficult situation. Rose wants to use Mickey's computer to search for the Doctor, and he's like, don't look at my emails. And he offers her a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or something. And she's like, wash the mug, don't just rinse it. And I'm like, oh, wow, he's problematic. So she does like a computer search on some made-up search engine because it's the BBC. They can't be seen to advertise one over the other. And she finds what looks like a GeoCities page. It's heaven. About the doctor by some guy called Clive. And so she contacts Clive and Mickey drives her to Clive's house in his yellow Beetle, which is really cute. She knocks on the door. Mickey's only driven her because he thinks like he might be a serial killer. And she's like, no, he's got a wife and kids. And he goes, yeah, that's what a serial killer would say. So Rose knocks on the door. Clive's son turns up to answer the door and calls out that it's one of his nutters. Dad, it's one of your nutters. It's hilarious. And Clive comes out. He's all excited and says, I'll come through to the, you know, the back. His shed, which is where he keeps all his archives or whatever it is. And the wife comes downstairs and she's like, what? It's a her? Like, shocked that it's a woman who's excited about the doctor. And Clive is old mate from Shakespeare and Hathaway. I'm not sure which one's Shakespeare and which one's Hathaway because I've never watched it. But the other one is Tanya with a Y, who turns up later in this season. But I wonder if, like, everyone in this series of Doctor Who ends up in some sort of crime show. Because one of the Slovene from this season, which is Annette Badland, you know, who's also in Ted Lasso, she works behind the bar, she's now the pathologist in Midsommar Murders. I wonder if you could go through this first series of Doctor Who and find some sort of murder-solving person in every episode. Is that a challenge? I'm not going to do it. But it might be. I did tell you ages ago, didn't I, that I wanted Sally Wainwright, the writer, to take over Doctor Who before Russell T. Davies came back, who writes like Happy Valley and Gentleman Jack and, you know, so she can write old things and a whole bunch of things. And I wanted Brenda Blethyn, who plays Vera, to play the Doctor. But just to wear the same outfit as Vera wears, pretty much. Just the flat hat and the big coat and the fluffy scarves. And the TARDIS is disguised as a Range Rover. Anyway, Land Rover, whatever. So, I know, I'm being insane. So, Clive says, you know, when they're in his sanctum, he couldn't just email this stuff to Rose because it might get intercepted, if you know what I mean. He's, like, freaking out. And he says the Doctor keeps turning up through history. He's got this photo of the Doctor who's in a crowd and he kind of like pulls out, like, but it's manual. It's like he keeps pulling up a different photo and it pulls out to reveal that that photo is from the crowd scene at the side of the road when Kennedy was assassinated. And Clive thinks, you know, that he's like, some people think that the Doctor is a title that's handed down from father to son, because then he finds a photo of the Doctor with the Daniels family of Southampton, who were meant to go on the Titanic and mysteriously cancelled their tickets and survived, which is a big Finnish story, which I've listened to. And it's like they've said it immediately after the Doctor's regenerated, so he's a little bit woozy. But I have a theory later in this episode, probably not this episode of Adam Richard Has a Theory, but at the end of this episode of Rose. So it could be next Thursday. Anyway, I have a theory about when all of these adventures happened, if the Doctor looking in the mirror a few scenes ago is the first time he's looked at himself, so he's only recently regenerated. So theories coming. I know that it's a podcast about theories, that sometimes the theories are teased for other episodes. It's my radio training coming in handy. I'm hooking and teasing to a further episode, so you listen to the commercials. I was really skilled at that. That was like my job. Usually would say, like, if I didn't have anything, my teasers would be like, you won't believe what happens when Lindsay Lohan, blah, blah, blah. You won't believe means you probably will believe it, and it's something boring. you won't believe is always... Anytime anyone says you won't believe in a teaser, you know that it's like, oh, there was nothing else interesting to sell. Like, this is a one-note story. So when you see that in a clickbait, if you say you won't believe in a clickbait and you click on it, it's something you will believe, and also it would be underwhelming and you'll be like, why did I click on that? That's dumb. Anyway, the doctor was with a family. They didn't get on the Titanic. Next thing, there's a drawing of him wearing the same outfit that he's had on, the big leather jacket, the big boots and the kind of dark pants. And it's in Krakatoa. I know they said Krakoa, which is like the weird mutant island in the X-Men comics at the moment. Krakatoa was washed up on the beach nearby Sumatra. And Clive's like, when the doctor comes, disaster follows in his wake. His constant companion is death. That's a bit much. Mickey, meanwhile, is waiting in his car and a wheelie bin starts kind of edging towards him. Like, he had this weird eyeball with the guy who put the wheelie bin out. And I was like, what is this weird scene? And next thing you know, we're seeing the wheelie bin roll towards him. And I don't love the cinematography in this whole segment because it's like all the light things are kind of glowing, which looks like, you know, when I had a cataract, that's what it's. I mean, I still have the cataract, but it's kind of. I've overcompensated with the other eye, so it's fine. But yeah, it's all a bit glowy when anything catches the light. Anyway, Mickey goes to open the wheelie bin because he's like this, thinking there's someone in there. And he goes, ha ha, and it's completely empty. But he's stuck to it, like his fingers are stuck. And the bin growls at him as he tries to pull it away. And as he pulls away, like he's stuck to the bin. So it's like all these plastic tendrils coming off his fingers to the bin and the bin's like pulling back. And then he turns around and his hands are kind of going over his shoulders. And then the bin kind of wrenches and he flips up in the air and falls in the bin. And then the bin swallows him and burps. Yeah, Mickey got eaten by a wheelie bin and it burped. Anyway, it's very silly. Like, I feel like when the Sarah Jane Adventures started, all this silliness kind of moved over to there and Doctor Who became the serious grown-up show and Sarah Jane Adventures could do the silly burping and farting aliens show.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.